Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We're going into a full-blown recession. Right. It's happening.
The world is collapsing, you guys. You can't get stuck in one day anymore. The world is collapsing.
Early, you guys.
How do you like that? 11 seconds early.
How do you like us now?
Look at us go.
Look at us go,
you guys.
We are early. Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. Hey, before I remind everybody, well, I guess I am already reminding everybody that if you go to Nutrisystem.com/chicks, you're going to save 50% or more off of any of their plans, plus it's free shipping. But the reason that I bring that up, especially today, is because yesterday I had to dig through my freezer to make room for new things. Yes. And I found a Nutrisystem lasagna that I didn't realize was in the bottom of the freezer.
Bonus.
Oh my God.
It's
so
a bonus.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so like,
ding,
good.
Ding, ding, ding. Look at me, bonus. Yeah.
I mean, for real. And that's the thing is that they have all these hearty inspiration. That's what they call them. Is their hearty inspiration meals, which are bigger so they control your hunger pangs for like 5 straight hours. And it's true. You feel full. It doesn't, like you look at it and you think, well, that doesn't look like a normal portion of what I would normally eat. Because normally I, as you know, instead of one Oreo, I eat a sleeve of Oreos.
Or you eat like half of the pan of lasagna. That's what I eat.
Right, exactly. Right. So you look at it and you think, well, this does not look like it could possibly satisfy. It does. I don't know what the magic is that they do with the protein and all the things. But they got the magic down pat. Nutrisystem.com/chick. Super easy. Everything comes straight to your door. You actually save money on groceries. Check it out. For real.
You should really do that. Oh, and also check out our podcast. It's coming out tomorrow. Valen should have that dropping tomorrow. It's with Michelle Tafoya. It's awesome. Check it out. And you should subscribe. Subscribe to all the things. You guys do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Okay. We are fired up this morning because... The Crowder Daily Wire drama continues to heat up. And we were pretty much team Daily Wire yesterday. And now that position has been so solidly cemented after Crowder's newest video. I am just stunned at how awful he is being. I'm truly stunned. And so we're going to get to that, but we'll save that for a little bit later in the show, because first we have to talk about Nikki Haley seemingly just coming out of nowhere yesterday to interview with Brett Baer about her 2024 run. It's happening, you guys.
She's running for president. She's running for president. Yeah.
And we're getting some hints about how ugly this entire primary season is going to be. And so I'll show you a clip that relates to that. But first, here's what she said about running. I mean, she all but made the announcement. It's just that she didn't actually make the announcement, but she's running, you guys. I mean, you're going to see it's clear that she's running. Check this out.
You said after the holidays that you would look at it, consider it. You would read the tea leaves, in your words. We are in the new year. How are those tea leaves looking? Are you going to run for president?
Well, I'm not going to make an announcement here, but when you're looking at a run for president, you look at two things. You first look at, does the current situation push for new leadership? The second question is, am I that person that could be that new leader? Yes, we need to go in a new direction. And can I be that leader? Yes, I think I can be that leader. I was, as governor, I took on a hurting state with double-digit unemployment, and we made it the beast of the Southeast. As ambassador, I took on the world when they tried to disrespect us, and I think I showed what I'm capable of at the United Nations. So do I think I could be that leader? Yes, but we are still working through things, and we'll figure it out. I've never lost a race. I said that then. I still say that now. I'm not going to lose now, but stay tuned.
It sounds like you're close. Are we getting to the exploratory committee stage here?
I think stay tuned.
Okay.
I mean,
she's probably running. She is.
That was pretty clear. Uh-huh. That's a run right there.
And we already know that Mike Pompeo is running. Like that's mm-hmm. that's totally happening. So we've got, you know, her, we've got Trump, we've got Mike Pompeo. DeSantis will probably run. So, I mean, it's going to be a crowded field.
It's going to be crowded and it's going to be weird because then there was this whole apparently recent gathering that Jared and Ivanka Trump or Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. Is it Kushner? Did she change her name or no?
Who? Ivanka?
Yeah. Is it Ivanka Kushner?
I don't know. Maybe we just call her Ivanka Trump and she's always been Ivanka Kushner.
Yeah, I don't actually know. But you know who I'm talking about, obviously.
I do. We all know. Yeah.
Right. So apparently the Kushners, I'll just refer to them that way, mm-hmm. had a gathering for Nikki Haley. And so, you know, consider that it's Ivanka's dad who's running for president. So this gets a little dicey, right? Because apparently they are very, very tight with Nikki Haley. And so Brett Baer asked about that.
You already have supporters, even though you're not declared. Vanity Fair had a piece in which it said the Kushners, the family, is cozying up to Nikki Haley, saying that basically they support you. Jared Kushner's parents invited about 20 friends to meet former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley at Kushner's beach house in Jersey Shore. At the event, Jared's father, Charles Kushner, predicted that Haley would be the first woman president. Some attendees made donations to Haley's Stand for America PAC. So is the president's son-in-law a supporter of yours?
Look, the president's son-in-law is a friend of mine. Jared and Ivanka are dear friends. That's what they are. I fully suspect they will expect that they will support the president. That's where they should be. That's who they are. But the Kushners are just dear people, and they have been supporters, and I appreciate that.
So I wonder if that means that Donald Trump will go easier on her than he might some of the other primary contenders just because of that relationship.
I mean, I have no idea. It's very bizarre, though.
Isn't it weird?
It's very weird that they're pushing her. A lot of people are saying she'll be VP. She'll be VP. Okay, but
VP to who?
To Trump? Him, I guess I'm assuming that they mean to him. But that doesn't negate the fact that she would be running for president against him. So,
right.
You know, it's just, it does. Usually that doesn't happen. Usually if somebody's going to be a VP, they're not running for president at all.
Well, Kamala did.
And that's true. That's true. But I mean, and also, I guess Carly Fiorina, she could have been tapped as a VP too. And like some people.
And she was going to be Ted's. That's right.
She could have been a VP contender too. So a lot of people would probably say, okay, well she could run for president and then she could be a VP, but that's usually not the way it works. And I think it just works that way for women. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When they want to have a woman on the ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just going to be really interesting to watch how this all unfolds. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike Pompeo made some accusations in his book, apparently, suggesting that Nikki Haley had some involvement in trying to oust Mike Pence and to replace him. Like when they were still in office, when she was still a UN ambassador, when Trump was still in office. And so she addresses some of these rumors. Here's this first part.
One person who doesn't seem to be a supporter is Secretary Mike Pompeo, who writes in his book about an Oval Office meeting. He says, I received a call one evening from John Kelly, chief of staff, who apologized for allowing Ambassador Haley to go to the Oval Office. She had not gone in for a personal matter, but rather had entered the Oval Office with the president's daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared. As best Kelly could tell, they were presenting a possible Haley for vice president option. He was certain he had been played. Is that true? Were you trying to get Mike Pence off of that ticket?
No. And, you know, Pompeo even says he's not sure if it's true. I never had a conversation with Jared, Ivanka, or the president about the vice presidentship. And, you know, what I'll tell you is it's really sad when you're having to go out there and put lies and gossip to sell a book. I mean, I don't know, you know, why he said it, but that's exactly why I stayed out of D.C. as much as possible to get away from the drama and get away from the gossip. I focused on my job, and that's what I always did.
So there's... Do you believe
her? I do. Because like, why would you speculate about something like that you don't know for sure? You weren't part of the conversation. So Why bring that up? At, like, why? It's just to, it's like to throw things on the wall and mm-hmm. hope that people go, ooh, yeah. you know, look at her trying to get Pence.
Especially when you do say, I'm not sure, but.
Right.
Okay, well,
right.
if you're not sure, then don't freaking write it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And there was more to that, I guess. And so she continued to address the fact that this is all just gossip. Here's this last part.
I really did not speak with anyone in the administration about that at all. It was gossip. Mike Pence is my friend. It is gossip. It was never discussed. If somebody else discussed it, they certainly didn't discuss it with me. I mean, it's just gossip. This is all gossip. There's no truth to it. And Mike even says in his book, it's just gossip.
So do you expect this to be kind of a bruising primary if you do get in?
Listen, politics is a blood sport. It was a blood sport in South Carolina. It was a blood sport at the United Nations. There's nothing I can't handle. I mean, may the best woman win.
All right, I have this thing.
We've met her. I get a good vibe from her. You know, we've met a lot of politicians. We've spent time with her, like in a room, talking to her. She started out as an accountant. That's what her like background is accounting. So she's kind of nerdy. I like the fact that she's a like bean counting kind of chick, which is good. She didn't start out like, I want to go and be a lawyer or yeah. Or world domination, political science kind of chick. Like she started out, you know, counting numbers, which is a good thing, I think, for a presidential candidate or even a VP candidate, because, you know, they have that businessy kind of background. I always like that when they have a numbers background, because I don't know if you guys noticed, but we are $30 trillion in debt.
And we've actually hit our debt ceiling, which is a whole other shebang.
We did that yesterday. So I know people are like, Daisy, you've been fooled. No, I've not been fooled. I've met her. I've not been fooled. I mean, it's nice that you think that about me, but I'm not. I'm a pretty good judge of character.
But our comment section is a good indicator of how this will go for her, right? There's some people who consider her a woman of great integrity. Other mm-hmm. people are like, she screwed things up with the whole Confederate statue thing in South Carolina. I'm never going to forgive her for that. So people are all over the place about her. Mm-hmm. I loved her as UN ambassador. I don't think we've ever had a UN ambassador as effective at presenting America as the strength and power and exceptional nation that it should be. She was always so America first, on board with Trump's policies in that way. And I thought that was amazing. And so that was a great record for her. I know people will disagree. It's very, very early, but it is going to be a bruising primary and she is well aware of it.
Yes,
we will get to the Steven Crowder thing. And whoever this Ann chick was several comments ago, who was like, who pays the chicks? First of all, none of your business. But second of all, we'll happily tell you and we'll get to that because we are not owned by anyone. And because of this whole fight, that's why we never will be.
Who pays you, Anne? Who pays you?
What the hell?
Yeah.
God, people
should ask
so...
about that. Yeah, God, I know, right? It's really interesting how that works. God.
People just think that they can. It's just, wow, people are freaking rude is what they are. Okay, before we get to Joe Biden, because he finally addressed reporters about the classified documents yesterday, and it was a complete fail. There's a couple of clips I want to share with you of Biden being a complete fail. But I also wanted to remind people that now I don't even know what's going to happen with the stock market now that the debt ceiling has been reached and there's going to be a fight. Obviously, Republicans are like, we're not just going to raise the debt ceiling again without a serious commitment to lowering spending. And of course, Democrats are fighting and there's going to be it's going to be a fight, right? And so the markets are likely to do some things, right?
Yeah.
And so we've talked about our friends at Birch Gold before. We've talked about how they are all about education and informing people why precious metals may or may not be the right thing for them. And that's what I appreciate about them is that their information that they give you for free when you text the word chicks to 989898, it's so helpful. And Ron Paul is another person who stands behind Birch Gold because of their education. Like that's one of the things that he appreciates about them. In fact, he said, I'm a big believer in education. Most of my work has been focused on educating Americans on the benefits of liberty and sound money and Birch Gold believes in education first and foremost. That's what we have found with Birch Gold. If you just want to get your free information from them and that's the last thing you do with them, that is fine. They would rather you know why it's so important to diversify your financial portfolio. But there's no obligation. There's no commitment. You're just getting information when you text CHICKS to 989898. That's all. Just information. So you should check it out.
You should. And you should check out our website too, chicksontheright.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Cash is very needy this morning. I'm sorry, you guys. Very flippy, very needy. You're going to flippy flap? He's not flippy flapping right now. He just wanted to say hello to everybody. He just knows you guys are there. He feels your presence. He's just going to do downward dog.
Okay, well, that's fine, too. That is absolutely fine, too. Okay, so Joe Biden, he responded to reporters yesterday when they pestered him with questions, or peppered him, I meant to say. I don't think they're pestering. I think these are legit questions that they should be asking. But they peppered him with questions about the classified documents. And here was his lame-ass response.
Your question.
Hang on.
Okay, look. As we found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place, we immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
That was it. There's no there there. Okay.
Oh, it's like instead of files, he says fails because he's reading. I mean, this is the thing. Every time he talks about documents now, they make him read a statement because he can't just talk off the cuff. He can't just be authentic. He has to read everything. That should say something to everybody. He's reading. He's reading everything. He's telepromptered every single time he talks about these documents.
He's a puppet. He is a puppet. Mm-hmm.
Luke, we have to thank Luke. Thank you, Luke. He wrote a very sweet note to us. That's very sweet. Luke!
He says, I don't care who pays y'all. I'm just thankful for y'all. Love
very
y'all.
Sweet. Very, very sweet. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you so much for that. Okay, and speaking of Biden, so you guys know how he's constantly making up stories about his background, constantly. So, and he's said several times that he essentially grew up in the black church.
He was born. One of his favorite things. He was born a poor black boy. He was, you guys.
Oh right. My God. True. He was born a poor black boy. That's right. Yeah. I said porn accidentally.
Everybody loved it.
So, okay. So let's just pretend, for example, just for the sake of argument, let's pretend that he did. Let's pretend that he had tons of experience in the black church.
Right.
If that were the case, wouldn't you know the songs of the black church? Wouldn't you... Know what they do.
I mean,
would
if you've
know
ever been inside
that
of a
lively.
Black church, right? What happens inside of a black church? If you've ever been in one, you know that it's like it's kind of lively.
They're fun as hell.
Definitely more lively than a white church.
Oh my God, so fun. Yeah. So fun. Mm-hmm. Kim Fournier, I hope I'm saying your name right. Kim said, I just paid you. Take that, Anne. Balls. She just paid us. Kim paid us. That's who we get paid by.
So
Kim Fournier.
You.
I'm making her name French, and I don't even know if it's French.
I love it. Oui, oui.
Okay, so keep all that black church stuff in mind.
Right.
When you watch this absolutely cringe clip of Biden in a black church.
Yeah.
Doing black church things, only not so much.
Exactly.
He can't even clap.
How can you not? How can you not do something? I'd be like,
what? He looks lost.
I'd be like all over the place. I'd be going, woo! Yeah.
Oh my God. He looks absolutely lost.
How can you not be getting down in that place?
He doesn't know how. He doesn't know how to be.
The guy where he's like, wait, was I invited to this party? I don't know anybody here at this party. Oh my God. What a moron.
I mean, for real. Thank you, Laura. Laura says, thank you for the joy.
Thank you. Seriously, though, how could you guys walk into that church and not get down with your bad selves? I'd be like,
how you
Jesus!
Do that.
Woo! Seriously.
They're just the happiest, liveliest churches.
It'd be so fun. I want to go to one today, to this weekend. It's the greatest thing ever.
Like, Travis, thank you. Travis says, Lord, be with Mock and Daisy. Lord, lead and guide them. Let the Lord strengthen you too in Jesus' name. Amen.
That is the sweetest. Thank you.
Thank you, Travis.
So sweet, Travis.
You guys know that the WEF in Davos still a thing, still happening. Ugh. Al Gore was on one of the panels yesterday.
Oh my and gosh. You guys. Meltdown.
He has lost his freaking mind.
Completely loony, that guy.
Oh my God. Like, what is going on with his rage?
I don't know. I mean, listen, you think that when you get older, you calm down. Don't you think? I mean, I feel like
people get crotchety though. They get crotchety.
You're a little like, get off my lawn. But I mean, but you start getting more contemplative, I would hope. And you have a little less rage when it comes to just worldly things. I would hope you would be like, don't you think he would?
I don't know, man. He's in a rage.
So mad.
So obviously he's in a rage over climate change. You know, this is his thing. And so he's like raging hard. I just thought I would let you guys see how hard he's raging. Mm-hmm. Check this out.
100,000 Hiroshima class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about 1 billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act.
You know, Tipper's like, thank God I left that freak.
I completely forgot about the existence of Tipper.
Tipper. Remember Tipper?
They're divorced?
I think they got divorced years ago. I mean, would you stay married to that man?
Why do I not remember this?
I could never stay married to that man. He's a lunatic. Like,
is he married at all?
Oh, gosh, I don't think so. I mean, people could correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think he ever got remarried. Did he get remarried?
Tipper? I totally forgot that there was a Tipper.
Tipper. Remember, Tipper was the one that wanted to ban all of our records, wasn't she? She was the one that was just like, all the records are bad. Isn't she the one that did that?
I do not remember anything about her except that she was blonde.
Yeah.
That's all Tipper. I remember
She looked like such a politician.
She passed away?
Oh, my God.
She did?
You guys, now I gotta
look.
Oh, my gosh.
Did she pass away? I have to look at all of this because I had no, she's alive.
She's alive, she's you
fine.
Guys.
Oh, she's 74. Oh my gosh. We had to do a death watch on Tipper Gore.
We had to do a death check.
What in
on
the world?
Tipper's still alive, you guys. Tipper's still alive. Yeah.
So when did they get divorced?
They got years ago. I mean, it was a long time ago they got divorced. I'm pretty sure. I feel like I'm not wrong about that. Oh, yeah.
I think they're still married. Oh, no, they separated in 2010, but it doesn't show that they're divorced.
They didn't get divorced? I feel like
it's not saying divorce. It says separated.
Yeah, but they never got back together. Maybe they just never got legally divorced. They're just
okay.
I remember,
in 2012, the New York Times said that they were dating other people and had no plans to resume their marriage, but their bond endures and their relationship is very friendly. They reunite a few times a year.
Ew, to do what? Family, to do like
family vacations.
But not like bound chicka bound, right?
I don't know.
Ugh, God.
I don't know. My gosh.
I don't want to know that. Yeah. Somebody said, Christina said it's probably cheaper to keep her. Yeah. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, Christina. Yeah. Divorce is really expensive. It's expensive. Or probably for the kids. You stay together for the kids.
Well, surely their kids are grown, right? I mean, they gotta have like grown. Okay.
Well, I mean, still, it can be very traumatizing, divorce.
Okay. Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. So by the way, speaking of the World Economic Forum, I would like to present to you the level. This is my favorite thing. So, you know, they're getting all their meat filled dinners and their lunches and all the things, but they're also getting entertainment, right? I mean, you can't have a big event like this without some entertainment, some downtime for all the hard work, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to present to you the entertainment that all of these attendees are getting the benefit of experiencing. Here's just a sampling.
Here we go. Break it down.
She's like a human flute.
Like a flower or tree.
God, this is awful. This is so awful, you guys. It's awful.
Anyway,
that's it's terrible. That's freaking terrible.
I'm sure she's very talented.
Candy's like, my ears are bleeding. Yeah, mine too. God, that
she's
was the
got
worst.
Some, there's a talent there. I don't know what it is, but it is a talent. Okay.
The worst shit I've ever listened to ever. What was that? Seriously.
I mean, it's very,
who thought
very
that was
talented.
A good idea? Who thought that was good? It was like the CEO of Pfizer was like, this is what I listen to in my car. It's awful.
Do you think that there was a dance floor? I wonder if there was a dance floor for that. And maybe some line
dancing. Yeah, and they're grinding on each other. I can't.
Did you see how she was like playing? Like she was holding a flute, but she really sounded like a flute. Like she was
not.
I just,
Annie was like, Annie asked, was she air fluting? Yeah, I think she was air fluting. I can't with these people.
Yes, the guitar was very nice. The guitar was very, very nice.
You guys are making excuses for how much it sucked. Stop it. It sucked. It's bad.
I you know what? There's like a part of me though that like is worried that she's going to see this somehow and be like, oh my God,
well, so, it's okay. Really? Are you serious? You feel bad? I will tell her to her face that she needs to find another profession. Frank said that she sounded like Tiny Tim.
Yeah. That was very Tiny Tim-ish. Yes. Why am I blurry? Okay, now I'm not.
With the little ukulele.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. It was terrible.
Okay. It's time to get into the stuff.
Okay. And the we're going to get into the stuff. Thank you, Halbert Steele.
Oh, quick headlines, though. Just a couple quick headlines before we get into the nitty gritty of the Crowder thing. Alec Baldwin, you probably heard he has been charged. He and that armorist, they have both been charged with involuntary manslaughter. He could be looking at anywhere between 18 months and 5 years in prison if he is convicted on those charges. He's, of course, fighting it all the way.
It's still not enough, though. I mean, he killed a woman.
He killed a woman.
We hear that. He probably will get like 6 months in jail.
If that, right.
And it's absurd. All of it is absurd. He took a gun, he pulled the trigger, and he killed a woman.
He's insisting he never pulled the trigger, which I don't even know how that works. But like, the prosecutor's like, yeah, we've had this investigated, and there's no question that he pulled the trigger.
Of course he did. But the thing is that if you kill somebody, like if I killed somebody, I would be in jail the rest of my life,
even if you didn't mean to do it.
Right. That's the thing.
There's consequences for taking a life,
unless you're a celebrity or a politician. In which case, there are no consequences for anything. And we all know this. It's like, this is crazy.
I'm actually amazed that there were charges filed, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
That part came as a huge surprise, but that has, in fact, happened. Agreed. Also, this is unbelievable, but the Supreme Court of the United States has announced that they can't figure out who leaked the whole abortion stuff last summer. The Dobbs leak.
They can't figure it out.
They can't figure it out. They can't find the leaker. So... great, right? Like, so now there's every incentive for whoever that was to keep right on leaking. So now, I mean, it's just, how is that possible that they cannot find who did it?
Yeah, they know. They know who did it.
Do you think it was Sotomayor? That's the speculation.
Really?
Your speculation.
Yeah. I could, probably. But they know who did it.
Well, I mean, but then why wouldn't they? What would be the incentive of not sharing that and not getting that person into trouble? There's like a hair on my hat. Sorry.
I guess all sorts of political reasons, I assume. Just like every other time that they've covered up some sort of horrible scandal or huge scandalous thing and try to keep it from the American public for the better, you know, the greater good.
Oh, my God.
Or to keep us from freaking out. The Americans, we can't handle it. We can't handle the truth.
I feel like it's a bigger freak. I'm freaking out more that they don't know who did it. Agreed. Or that they say that they don't know who did it.
That's because you're a critical thinker, as am I, as are the people in this, you know, broadcast, the people in our comments section. We're critical thinkers, but a lot of people out there are huge, colossal dumbasses.
Right. You know, this is true. Also, Amazon laid off 18,000 people yesterday. Wow. So
who's going to deliver my stuff?
How am I going to get my Prime one day? What in the heck?
I couldn't do that. It's already late enough. It takes 2 days instead of one now. So upset about this.
You know what all this means, right? Like the Microsoft laying off 10,000, Amazon laying off 18,000. We're going into a full-blown recession. Right. It's happening.
The world is collapsing, you guys. You can't get Google stuff in one day anymore. The world is collapsing.
Google laid off 12,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's getting ugly. Also, do you guys remember, what was it, a week ago now, 2 weeks ago now? The days are all running together. That fateful day when all air travel was grounded in the United States because the FAA had their system issue. Mm-hmm. Well, they figured out what caused it. I don't know if this is supposed to make us feel better or worse, but the way that it happened, the way our entire air travel system shut down for a few hours, is that there was a contractor who accidentally deleted some files.
Oh, just
so
one.
Were they off site?
Were they working remote? And they just were like, delete.
They were temping. Delete. They came in from Kelly Services for the day, and they just hit the wrong button. They deleted the wrong files.
It was Brenda from Kelly Services that just came in, and she was like, oh, crap, did I hit the wrong button? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All of your air travel is shut down. Was that me? Did I do that?
Was that wrong? Is that frowned upon?
That's what it takes. It's all it takes. It's just for one person.
So we're either supposed to believe that and be terrified that it's that easy to shut down the entire air travel system, or we're supposed to be like, bullshit.
Yeah.
That is not what happened. It was far more sinister, and you're not telling us. I don't even know what scares me more.
I'm going to go with bullshit because I don't think it's that easy. It can't be that easy. It just can't. I'm going to go with bullshit and that it's that much more sinister. And because I'd like to believe in the more sinister. Like there's some sort of, I don't know, North Korean plot to take us down.
That's fantastic.
So, yay.
Oh my God. Yay. Okay. So, all right. So for those people who are utterly unaware of what's going on with Steven Crowder and Daily Wire, just a quick recap. Steven Crowder yesterday, I guess, or the day before, like a couple nights ago, released a giant video holding up a redacted contract that he had gotten from a big media player in conservative politics who had offered him a contract that he found very, very offensive, apparently because he didn't like the fact that he was being forced to play by the rules of social media platforms, else he would get his fee reduced by said contract. And that means that the company who offered him the contract was totally in the pocket of big tech. And there and Steven is a much more principled person. And so he didn't take that contract. And by golly, he's taking a huge stand about it because he's a martyr for the people. Now everybody go subscribe to his mug club and get on the email list right away, all of you people, because he, look at how principled he is. He cares for the little guy. And so he was looking out for the little guy, and that's why he released the video. And he doesn't want to name names, but he will if he has to, because he has receipts.
It really was. So, it was very stunning and brave.
Very stunning and brave.
It really was.
So everybody under the sun was speculating that it was the Daily Wire. And so the Daily Wire was put in a position where they, if they stayed quiet, if they said nothing, they were going to look like super guilty of everything that Steven Crowder accused them of. So they came out full force. Jeremy Boring, as we told you yesterday.
Hold on. We have to thank some people really quick before we, we have two people to thank, Shelley and Shelley.
Grunewald. That environment is triple redundant and deleting a few files would not have brought the system down. They're lying. Change controls are set to prevent that type of shutdown. Yes. Shelley says Joe looked like he was listening to the flute lady in his head at the black church. Right. Okay, so Jeremy Boring then released an almost hour-long video holding up the contract and talking us all through it publicly, line by line, revealing for the first time that the fee that Steven was turning down was $50 million over 4 years, with an additional $25 million to be handed to him at renewal after 4 years. So they came out, explained exactly what all the terms meant, exactly why they were laid out that way. They assumed, or they presented themselves as doing nothing wrong. And I agreed with every last point that they made. This is how you do business. And Steven himself knows it, because all the people who are like, Steven is demonetized on YouTube and he doesn't do it for money. Why is he on YouTube, you guys? So that he can say, he knows he has to be good. He knows he has to play by the big tech rules on YouTube. So that's why he says in all of his YouTube videos, come follow me behind my paywall and subscriber where I can say all the things without worrying about being banned. Come, you know, watch me on Rumble where I can say all the things without being banned. He's doing the same thing that the Daily Wire was asking him to do. Daily Wire wanted a business partnership where they would both assume some accountability if there was a banning or suspension. Steven didn't want it because he apparently just wants to be handed money, all the money without any risk whatsoever. Okay, so that is where we were yesterday.
Right.
Oh my God. So we were on Team Daily Wire. People came after us in the YouTube comments. There are some—
Which, caveat. Wow. We don't really like, I mean, it's not like we don't have a loyalty to either one of them, because like, unlike a lot of these people, we really are independent.
Right. Like, so to answer this question.
Yeah, exactly. So like because we're small potatoes, we've always remained small potatoes because we are not indebted to anybody, which is why we've remained small potatoes, which is why we don't make $50 million. We really
and honestly,
are.
If this is the drama that comes with it, thank
we don't
you,
want any
no.
of it. We've always no. remained that way. And we'll, I guess we probably could have talked about this later, but we actually have had contact with some of these people. You guys may think that since we are small potatoes, we've never had communications with any of these people. We've never talked to them. We've never seen them. We've never interacted. We have. We've interacted with some of these people. We've been like in these circles. We've talked to them. And that's one of the reasons that we've stayed small potatoes. Just so you know, because
people
we
think that we're coming at all these positions completely blind, like we've never had encounters with these people,
right,
that we don't know anything about them. Mm-hmm. That could not be further from the truth. Are we going to spill all the deets about that?
No.
But we can assure you that there's reasons that we stay away from the fray.
Right. And we're definitely not going to record conversations with people.
Right.
We're definitely not going to do anything like, we're not going to do that. That's just not what we do. And I'm appalled by some of the behavior that we're seeing. I really am.
Well, let's back up a little bit because so that's where we were yesterday. Right. So then everybody, all the people that were coming after us in the YouTube comments, and they were like, you guys just don't, you're on the wrong. There's people now. They're like, you're just on the wrong side.
Yeah. Okay. That,
money, he had to assume all of his own production costs. Right. He wanted to assume them. That was one of his deals. He wanted to have responsibility for all the production. Steven Crowder wanted to come back to that contract and say, this is not okay, but how about $120 million? And that point, Jeremy Boring was like, you know what? That's not going to work for us, but cool. We're fine. They ended things amicably. Okay. That was back in December. They ended the conversation amicably. And then after that amicable ending of conversation, it's fine that Steven wants to go on his own. He should go on his own. He can probably make zillions more dollars on his own.
Right.
That was his intent all along. And the reason that we know it is because he registered that website name back in December and then called up Jeremy in January to record him and try to get him to somehow reveal stuff that Steven thought would be to his advantage. If you listen to the newest release of Steven's video that he put out last night saying, I didn't want to have to do this, and then playing the recording of a phone call with his friend that he just amicably didn't go into a contract with, it is so shitty. And it's the and everything that he has recorded Jeremy saying is literally just a repeat of what Jeremy already said in his own response video. So the one thing that Steven thinks he can point to that's his gotcha is that there was a moment where Jeremy Boring said about other up and coming people who might be seeking a contract with Daily Wire that for a time, yes, they would have to do slave wages or wage slaves. That's what he said.
He said some of these people who are up and coming, in order to build their brands, they'd have to be wage slaves, which
is a actual term used to describe anyone who relies on a paycheck.
Yeah.
It's look it up in the dictionary, you guys. This is not some unbelievable gotcha moment, but look at Steven Crowder's face at the very beginning of this, and then let's review how completely shady this is.
They don't get deals that
they can be wage slaves for a little bit, come over and make a salary and grow their brand. They can be wage slaves for a little bit.
I'm sorry, but that is not a gotcha. That's employment.
Listen, the bottom line, Mock, is that the fact that he's playing a recording from a conversation that he should what he should have done is negotiated a contract. That's what normal professional people do, is that you should negotiate a contract, and you shouldn't be playing a conversation, a personal conversation that you had with a potential employer in this case.
Right. And now everybody is getting pitted against each other because if you're Team Daily Wire, you're Team Crowder. Now all conservatives in this movement are paying attention to this fight. I know there's some people who are like, move on. This is important, you guys, because this is about integrity and the business and questions from people like Anne who are putting us into these categories that we have no part of. You want to know how we make money? It is solely 100% from you guys supporting our sponsors.
That's it.
If you don't do that, we don't get paid, and neither does Radio America. Radio America does not pay us any money unless there's money to be made from sponsorships. That is it. That's why we're never going to be gajillionaires. Yeah. We're never going to be millionaires.
Yeah. And Crowder.
That is why.
And Crowder the other day put that down. He dissed that the other day. He said people who do that, like he poo-pooed that the other day. Well, a lot of us depend on that to make a living. And a lot of us depend on that, really, frankly, to get our message out. And to us, the message is the most important. And when he says stuff like, you know, you guys are the most important. Well, actually, for us, the audience is the most important. And so, you know, it's not okay for him to get out there and say that it's not okay for us to make a living doing what we do and depending on, you know, doing 3 ads in our show a day, because that's how we make a living. That's how we get our message out. That's how we actually have a show. And so that it's not okay for him to do that. So,
and it, for him to accuse the Daily Wire, and this is when, this is how Candace Owens got into the middle of it, how Matt Walsh got into the middle of it, because he's accusing the whole company and therefore all of its employees for being sellouts and not caring about the conservative movement, when in fact, Daily Wire has invested more and actually changed legislation because of the work that they do better than anyone else out there. I mean, they have worked really hard in the conservative movement. Do they want to make money? Of course they do. And they should, because it's the only way, by using the social platforms that are available to us, you got to use them to play the game and to be able to get the message out. That's part of it, right? And so for Stephen to act as though he hasn't made his money the exact same way up until now, really successfully, then go start your own thing. Why do you have to drag an entire company's name through the mud? It doesn't make any sense. So Candace went on the Timcast last... Well, actually, before I get to Candace, let me just read you Jeremy Boring's response on Twitter, because I was just like, oh, that is so perfect. So Jeremy, hurt by this, as you would be, because it was a really shitty thing for Stephen to do, he says, I would play the part of that call where we talked about our kids, Christmas, and him buying baby formula for his brother's kids, but I wouldn't even know how to secretly record phone calls with my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the
damn
thing. I mean, this thing. It's like, why would you do that? Why would you record a phone call? And then, because you know you're going to play it later. Like, you do that on purpose, with purpose, knowing that you're going to use it later. Yep. I can't wrap my brain around that.
After he'd already registered that website name, after he knew he was going to go on his own. Yeah. So that's when he called Jeremy to try to trap him in some
way. It was calculated. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's, I know people are like, you're just jealous of Crowder. I'm not jealous of Crowder.
Oh my God.
I'm not jealous of him. It's like, okay, whatever.
Would we all love to have $50 million? Yes. For this kind of drama?
No.
I don't want any part of that. I never, ever want. No, it is not about bowing to big tech. Stephen does the same freaking thing with every YouTube video. It's why he says, well, I can't say this, so come listen to me on Rumble. I can't say this, so come subscribe. We're all doing it, you guys, because it's the only way that we're going to reach people where they are. That doesn't mean we're playing, we're like kowtowing to them. We're doing what we can do to get the message out.
And, you know, listen, he's a good actor. He started out as a Canadian actor. So,
yeah. That's what Candace went after, too.
He was a child actor. He's really good at it. But, I mean, it's great. If you want to fall for that, that's great. Good for you.
C. Douglas, you should love Bone Frog Coffee. Glad you're drinking it. It's the best coffee in the world. Everybody should get boned every single morning with Bone Frog. Meredith, thank you so much for that. I also, even though we have some history with Matt Walsh, and again, this is because you guys don't know this, but we have experience with these people. Matt Walsh also had a really fantastic response thread that I wanted to share with people. He said, and this is his quote on Twitter, negotiations ended amicably. Then he called weeks after the fact, secretly recorded the conversation so that he could pull this stunt. It is one of the lowest things I've ever seen in this business. A total betrayal of his friends and people who have supported and helped him. No sane person will ever do business with a man who treats his friend like this and secretly records phone calls with a person he's known for years. He'll get his YouTube views out of it. I hope it was worth it. And if you're dumb enough to buy the, I'm just looking out for the young creators shtick in that call, I don't know what to tell you. He knew it was being recorded and that he was going to release it. He was performing in the call for an audience. You have to be smart enough to see that. So that was what Matt said. And he's absolutely right. I mean, this is...
And people are like, I'm subbing from you. Are you trying to get a thing with Daily? No, we don't want a thing with Daily Wire. We love Radio America. We love what we do. And we're truly independent and we always have been. And that's one of the things that, like, when people like him say, well, you know, I'm the only one out here that's independent. It's like, really? There are a lot of little people out there who are truly independent and not in debt, you know, or indebted to anybody. And they're the ones who are busting their asses every day doing the things that you poo-pooed. So... And don't make $50 million, you know, and don't have however, tens of million dollars in the bank, you know, and that are crapping on other people saying you shouldn't have sponsors. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't be, you know, doing ads during your shows. I mean, it's like, seriously, stop it.
Yeah. It's like people they'll get mad about the cost of some of the things that our sponsors offer. And I'm just like, you okay, then don't buy it. But like, why are you begrudging us a chance to promote companies that we believe in, even if their stuff is out of your personal price range? Like, I don't understand people at all. It's just so crazy. So you guys should know that Crowder will be on Timcast on Monday. Candace Owens was on Timcast last night, and I think she was 100% right in this clip. She's getting a lot of flack for it.
I don't think I've ever heard her curse.
And she's mad.
She cursed
and she's
a lot.
Rightfully mad.
I know.
She's rightfully mad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play it. It's about 2 minutes. And then I promise we'll move on from this topic. Here she is.
Oh, well, to anyone who thinks that Steven Crowder is not doing this to make money. Like, I mean, I just have to outwardly laugh. He's the person in a disguise. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing, right? He's like, I'm here because I care about all of you. That's why I'm recording my friend and doing this crappy thing where I literally could have just said, no, I don't like those terms. And then said to everybody, I'm starting my own outfit. Fair. You walk away all the time. You have to go. I have walked away. You know, I had an offer from The Blaze. It didn't work for me. You know what I mean? I don't need to piece apart the contract. You know, I love those guys. I think Tyler is amazing. This is what I'm saying. People need to stop thinking that he is some knight in shining armor. He's not. He's not a knight in shining armor. And if you can't see that, watch this video, because I think his acting is never more apparent. Even the titles. I didn't want to do this. Oh, really? Then why the hell did you record him? What were you doing that for? Do you think you were going to go to court?
Fair point.
Do you think you were going to go to court? Because that's the only reason you record someone. You'd be like, I don't trust my ex-fucking wife. Pardon my language, okay? I don't trust my ex-wife, so I'm going to record this phone call for safety, right? You record it because you're nervous that there's going to be a court hearing or the police are going to find out and you've got to back up what you said, okay? Why are you recording your friend if not because you think it's going to go to court? Oh, because you think it's going to go to public and you're doing it intentionally because you know you're about to start a war. People, please use your common sense. It's not even because I work for Daily Wire. It is because he personally he's lying and he insulted me. And during his lying campaign, he's still lying. He even said something in this video where he's like, now they're sending out their, no. You took, if you're going to aim and you're going to hit somebody with shrapnel and it's going to be me, you better aim correctly because I don't like shit like this. Okay. I have been quiet. I know Steven Crowder treats people like absolute trash. It's a known thing in the conservative movement. Ask anybody that works at The Blaze. Any person's ever had a show on The Blaze, how Steven Crowder treats people. By the way, you want to talk about contract negotiations? Why doesn't somebody reach out to Not Gay Jared, right, who used to be with Steven Crowder, and figure out why he can't speak? Why isn't Steven Crowder released Not Gay Jared from his NDA? I don't like shit like this, is all I'm saying. I don't like it.
Damn.
So there was some cursing there.
There was a little happening. Bit of cursing there.
But a little bit of cursing. So that's happening. Yeah.
The bottom line is, and people, you're going to go, you should, Steven Crowder is amazingly talented. Follow him all you want. And that's totally fine. But everybody should know that there was no reason for him to drag this out into the public. Absolutely none. He knew he was going to go on his own. He could have simply said to Jeremy, as he did in December, okay, this contract isn't going to work for me. And Jeremy said, okay, that's not going to work for us either. That's great. We're still friends. Love you. Kisses. Bye. But no, he couldn't leave it alone. He had to pretend that somehow Daily Wire is in bed with big tech and not actually conservative. And therefore every single person that works there also in bed with big tech. What a bunch of crap. You can just look at all the things that Daily Wire has accomplished. They've accomplished a ton, and it is to their credit that they're fighting the big fight. It takes money to do it, and I applaud them for doing it. I don't know why this had to be public, and it didn't. And Steven has made it that way, and it's just gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Agreed. I totally agree. It's awful. And it's just one more thing where it's like conservative infighting. I freaking hate it. You know what I mean? It's like, so what? And listen, it's like, and then you're forced to take a side. You know, it's like, and it's like, okay, fine. Well, if I got to take a side, I'm going to take the side that's not the child actor.
I should have mentioned, by the way, when I was responding to Anne about how we get paid, we also, through it's our sponsors and through your super stickers, right? Mm-hmm. And through the fact that we do have some of you that subscribe to our exclusive content on Locals and our exclusive content in our Facebook Insiders groups. It is because of it's literally because of your support that we're able to do this every single day. Mm-hmm. We don't charge anything for it. And we give exclusive stuff to the people that subscribe for $5 a month to our insiders and our supporters groups. It's not required. You're still going to get a video every day, regardless if you subscribe to those or not. But those are the people who are our people who really love what we do and appreciate what we do and want more exclusive content. Without them, we could not do this. Does it make us millionaires? No. And it probably never will. And that is okay.
That's okay.
Because I would rather know y'all and recognize the names in the insiders and supporters groups and not start giant, big public fights like this. And
meet you at meet and greets, which we'll be able to do in April. And, you know, and we'll be doing them probably every 6 months. And that's the kind of stuff that we like to do. And we'll always like to do that. And that's our thing. That's our thing. That's who we are, you know? And no, we're not trying to work for Daily Wire. I have no interest in doing that. Ben Shapiro.
However, if they offer us Steven Crowder's deal, I'll take it. Right.
$50 million? Won't.
That's a joke.
It won't happen. Yeah, it's not going to happen. No. Believe me, we're too old. That's like those people, they have no interest in us. We've always been outsiders, you guys, which is why we are like all kindred. We've been in this industry for almost 14 years. We're like Romy and Michelle of the conservative industry. That's what I've always said.
Yes.
That's us. It's like we've never fit in. And I think that's why a lot of people, like that's why you guys, I think, come here every day is because we're sort of like the outsiders of the conservative industry.
We're the misfits.
We're the misfit toys, the two of us. And we're like the best friends that hang out and we'll go to some of these parties. And we're probably going to go to CPAC this year for the first time in a very long time. We felt like we didn't fit in at CPAC the first time we went. We'll probably go and be like, okay,
this we're going to be in the corner, just standing against the wall going, we're in here.
We'll show you guys videos and be like, we probably still don't fit in, you know, but we're here.
We won't fit in at all.
We won't fit in, but this is just kind of how we've always been in the industry and people kind of know who we are a little, but we've just never quite fit the mold. And so,
this drama is, I don't want to ever be in that.
No, we have no interest, 0.0 interest in this bullcrap.
Thank you, GCQC. She says, I want to see y'all on Gutfeld. Oh my God, would that not be the biggest blast ever?
Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, he's cool. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, cool. I would love that.
But it's like, this is the kind of stuff that we just don't get invited to. People know who we are, but they just don't invite us to the parties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're like the girls they don't want to invite, they don't want to introduce us to their parents. You know?
Right.
They'll date us, but they won't introduce us to their parents.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shelly says, I'm the older sister of the misfits. I love it.
There you go. Yeah.
Why would you not go to omahasteaks.com and get yourself some delicious meat and sides? Oh my God, the potatoes.
And the apple tartlets. The apple tartlets. Like my mother-in-law is obsessed with those now. She didn't have those until I bought her like a bunch of stuff for Christmas. She had never had the apple tartlets. She's like, oh my God, these are life.
They change your life, especially when you figure out that you can microwave them.
Yes.
And have them in 1 minute
for breakfast.
Are you kidding? Oh my God. They're so good. You guys, you can save up to 55% off on Omaha Steaks right now. And then when you use code CHICKS at checkout at omahasteaks.com, you can get $30 more off your order.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, so let me get your whack open. I don't need to show anything. Oh yeah, I do. I probably need
to. Okay, so today's whack, I kind of have, there's like two whacks. So the first thing is Jamie Lee Curtis. There was like this big scandal. It's a big scandal. It happened, I think, yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? She showed a picture of her kitchen where she was showing these chairs in her kitchen. It's like a table and chairs. I don't really even know the significance of it, but it was like from a, I don't know, a movie or something. I don't know. She was like, look at my chairs from something, blah. But what happened was she ended up inadvertently showing like this picture in the background of a
naked, you guys see it? It's small, but can you see
naked
it?
Kid, and it looked like a naked kid in a box. And so
it's a weird picture for sure.
It is really bizarre. And everybody was like, wait, so you're showing us a picture of the table, but there's like this really whack picture of a kid, like a naked kid in like what appears to be a box on your kitchen wall. Like, what the hell?
People were like strong Epstein vibes.
Right. So people were freaking out about the picture. And so she ended up taking it down, and then she had to like come out with this apology. And and so the apology was, hey, it's a friend of mine. It's her kid. And it was, the kid was like in a pool or something, or like in a
bucket, like in a big,
okay. Like
one of those big buckets.
Right. And she took the picture of the kid, and it looks really strange. And also I think it's whack, 'cause it's like in her, it's one thing if you take a picture of your kid, like in the bathtub, you know, and it's, when they're little and they're like, oh, they're taking a bath and it's cute. But it's another thing if you take a picture of your kid in a bucket, and then you like, I give that picture to Miriam. And
was it a picture or was it a painting? I don't even know. Like, was it an actual photo or a painting of the moment?
It may have been, I don't know. I think it was a picture, because I think her friend's a photographer.
Oh, okay.
And then and then I give it to you and I'm like, put this on, here's a framed picture of my daughter doing this. Now put it on your kitchen wall. I mean, it's like, I just feel like it's whack, you guys. It's completely whack. It's not appropriate. And so, yeah, I just thought that was really weird. It's
pretty wild.
Very, very strange. Okay, but I don't want to leave everybody with that. My husband wanted me to ask, because I have a double whack today.
Ooh, yay.
So he said, he was like, Amy Jo, you have to ask everybody if this is whack. And I have to ask you guys, because I owe it to him to ask. I have a cabin here on the property, and I redecorated a little bit in our cabin. And we went there the other day just to look at the cabin. And my husband's like, you have to ask all of your people if they think this is whack. I don't think it's whack. He thinks it's whack. I have in three rooms, because we have two bedrooms and then a living room in our cabin, there, he counted, and there are 42 throw pillows. And he thinks that that's whack, you guys. I personally think that it's fine. He physically counted, and he was like, honey, you have a problem. I think that's whack. And you need to ask your people if they think that that's indeed, if that's whack.
And is that just on the beds, or does that include the couch?
The beds and the couch. And I was like, I don't think it's whack.
42.
And he was like,
two beds and a couch?
Yes. He thinks it's strange and whack. See, everybody.
Wait a minute, though. Because don't you have the little loft thing that also has pillows? He probably counted pillows up in there.
He didn't count the loft. He didn't count the loft. It's just the two beds and then the couch. I don't think it's whack.
Okay,
It's very cozy. Okay, here's the thing. For the insiders, I'm going to take a video and I'm going to put it in our insiders and our locals for our subscribers. I'm going to put, I'll put video. I assure you, it's very tastefully done.
Oh, I'm sure it's beautiful.
And it looks really cute. Peter, it's not wax. See, this is the thing. My husband's like, where do you sit? And I'm like, it's very comfortable. And I'm sitting down. I'm like all lounging going, look, it's very comfortable.
You're going to have to do video for the insiders. Right,
for the insiders. I'll do that for you. But it sounds horrible, but
that's a lot. I mean, I just am trying to even imagine what that looks like. And I can't, because you've been in my guest room, and I feel like I have so many pillows on that guest bed. And there's like, I don't know, eight total, including the 40. Actual ones you sleep on.
He counted,
and
42.
I can't imagine 42. That's just
42. I know, it sounds like a lot. It really isn't, though. I will write. It sounds like I will do a video.
She's gonna show.
I don't think
Mark
it's
Wallace black. Says he wants us to be with Captain Obvious. I don't know who that is, but
I think I know who that is.
Do you?
He's on Instagram. I think I know who that is.
We're happy to be on all the shows.
Yeah. Okay.
We like meeting people.
I'll do a video of my whack throw pillows. If I have a problem, I'll admit it. But I don't think I have a problem. I don't think I have a problem, you guys.
Well, and somebody mentioned that Jim Gaffigan had a bit about it, like getting ready for the ultimate world pillow fight, and you will be in good shape for that.
Right.
You will be in fantastic shape.
Cash wants to say hello. He wants to say hello.
Yeah, we need a flap. We need a big old flap.
Come here, give me your head. Give me your head. Come here. Bring me your head. Come here. No, give me your head. He's not doing it.
You got to kiss. Oh, you know what? Bring it in first. Bring it in because he knows
everybody
that
bring
you.
It in.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, there it was. Oh, he's all flopping. Oh, he's very excited now.
Okay, but you still owe people a bring in.
A bring it in. Okay, I guess bring it in. Come here. Come here.
We did get
our flat. He's all excited, you guys. It's Friday. Very excited about the weekend. I hope everybody has the best weekend ever. Ooh, he's scratching at the door.
Uh-oh, he's anxious.
Mm-hmm, he's very anxious. Everybody have the best weekend ever. And we will talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.